This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. The Lok Sabha today took up discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Rao Rajendra Singh of BJP lauded the Union Budget, saying it has taken care of the interests of the poor, farmers and women. He said the government has focused on the well-being of farmers and taken several initiatives in this direction. He also discussed the growing tourism and aviation industries in the country. Shivpal Singh of Samajwadi Party criticized the Union Budget, saying that farmers are not getting appropriate prices for their produce in the country. Abhishek Banerjee of the TMC raised the issue of hike in the prices of LPG cylinders. Earlier, initiating the discussion, Dharamveer Gandhi of the Congress alleged that the Union Budget has failed to address the agrarian challenges faced by the country. The discussion is underway. The government today said the maternal mortality ratio in the country has declined by an impressive 83% compared to the global reduction of 42% during the past 30 years. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda informed this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha. He added that the infant mortality rate also dropped by 69% against a global decline of 55% during the same period. The minister attributed this to various initiatives and measures taken by the government to improve the maternal and infant health outcomes across the country. NDA MPs from Bihar today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House. During the meeting, the MPs of BJP, JDU and LJPR felicitated Mr. Modi. Union ministers Giriraj Singh, Rajiv Ranjan Singh and Chirag Paswan were also present at the meeting. It came in the backdrop of several announcements by the Centre for Bihar in the Union Budget 2025-26. Later, talking to media, Mr. Giriraj Singh said they met the Prime Minister to thank him for the budget announcements related to Bihar. India has strongly condemned the destruction of the residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman in Bangladesh by vandals. In response to media queries, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said it is regrettable that the historic residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, a symbol of the heroic resistance of the people of Bangladesh against the forces of occupation and oppression, has been destroyed. Mr. Jaiswal said that this act of vandalism should be condemned. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today reduced its interest rates for the first time in nearly 5 years to boost economy. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Apex Bank has unanimously decided to slash policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6.25% from 6.5%. Making the announcement following a 3-day meeting of the MPC, newly appointed RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the interest of the economy demands financial stability and consumer protection, and their mandate at the RBI is to ensure both of them. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court, ICC, accusing it for illegitimate and baseless actions targeting America and its close ally, Israel. The measure places financial and visa restrictions on individuals and their families who assist in ICC investigations of American citizens or allies. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest losses, extending their losing streak to third consecutive session. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, dipped 198 points or 0.25% to close at 77,860. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, fell 43 points or 0.18% to settle at 23,560. The broader market indices at the BSE displayed a mixed trend. The mid-cap index added 0.13%, while the small-cap index shed over 0.6%. Well, in the ongoing 38th National Games, hosts Uttarakhand will take on Kerala in the men's football final at the Indira Gandhi Sports Complex in Haldwani this evening. The match will start at 6 p.m. And that's the end of this news bulletin.